Good evening, it's Barb in Nebraska, and today is Monday, October 12, 2009. And I wanted to share with you a project that we're doing in my classroom. I call it A Monster in a Jar, and I've used this project for several years, but now I have put the Web 2.0 twist to it and made it a lot more fun. What I have is a pattern of a jar, and I found that, I think, on a Scholastic lesson plan page. And the students draw a monster, and then they cut out the picture, and I put it up and display it in the room. Then they take their writer's workshop notebook, and they write a descriptive paragraph of what the monster looks like. And then we do peer editing, where they switch their notebooks, and the other student edits. And then on the notebook, we always do the activity, which is called Two Stars and a Wish. And so they have to have two complimentary sentences about the student's work that they edited. Like, it was a very lot of great descriptions. I liked how you started your story, and just real positive things. And then the wish is what you would wish they could do. And a lot of times they say, I wish your story was longer, or something like that. So that's the traditional way that we do our monster in a jar. We draw it, we write about it. Well, the Web 2.0 twist is I scan in the picture, and then I use an application called VoiceThread, and the students will read their descriptive paragraph, and then everyone can see what their monster looks like. So yesterday, I spent about an hour using an application or a website called CoolText, CoolText.com, and I made a little button icon for each student. And I just did simple green, everybody just had a number. My principal doesn't like to have icons with faces or anything that's identifying about our students, so we just use the number, which is the alphabetical order. And that took about an hour, and then I scanned their monster jars, which took another hour, and then tonight I uploaded it to VoiceThread, which took about another hour. So anyway, we're 3 hours into this project, and I embedded it into our wiki, and then tomorrow we will start recording, and we'll see how that goes. This is the first time we're going to record. And I have 32 students, so it should take a while. And it's going to be kind of tricky because I have to record it in our room. And I also have to have the students be relatively quiet while we're trying to record. And we have lift-top desks, so that squeaks and sometimes that bangs. And we have chairs and those squeak. But I figure, what the heck, it's 32 students. I want to get this done. I don't want to use more class time or my work time to record these where I can lose my plan time. So we're just going to push ahead and go with it. And it's a really fun project, and so it makes it worth it. So I'm just using what I normally do with my curriculum, where we do descriptive paragraphs, and just putting a little Web 2.0 twist to it by using VoiceThread and then embedding it into a wiki. So everybody have a good night. Goodbye.